I don't know about you, but I'm not too keen to be compared to dumb, smelly, not that cute animals as we have been in today's first reading, the responsorial psalm of the gospel. We're called sheep. I'm not too fond of that term, but that's what God calls us, and that's what these readings are about. But not so much that we're like sheep, because I think that hopefully we're a little bit better than sheep. We don't smell as bad. We're a little bit smarter than them most of the time. But the reason that this image is there is not because it's about us as sheep. It's about God, who's our shepherd. He's our shepherd who takes care of us. He's our shepherd to make sure that all of our needs are met. He's our shepherd that leads us to streams of living water. He's our shepherd that guides us to where we're going to go. He's our shepherd that brings us to that holy land. He's that shepherd that touches our hearts and our minds and our souls. This week, hopefully, we've called upon the Good Shepherd to help those brothers and sisters of ours who are suffering so much in Colorado. We remember them in our prayers as we come together, gathered as a family, remembering them, remembering the pain and the sorrow and the suffering that they feel. But we come before our God because we know that He is our shepherd, and He provides all of our needs. What I thought it would be important for me to do today is to tell you my story of why I've answered the Lord to be the call of the Lord to be your shepherd. Answered that call to serve Him as a priest. As a kid growing up, we were always at church. The question wasn't when we were going to church, it was, what are we going to do at church tonight? We were there a lot for youth group and CCE and choir, and my dad was on the liturgy commission, and my mom helped out with CCE and religious education, so we were always at church. We were always there. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, I asked my parents if I could go to Mass, both on Saturday night with my dad while my mom stayed home with my baby brother, and then again on Sunday morning with my mom while my dad stayed home with my baby brother. So very early on in life, I recognized the importance of what was happening right here at Mass. The sacred mysteries of our salvation, where Christ gave Himself to us. And at 4 or 5 years old, I longed, I desired to be able to receive the Eucharist, to receive communion. And I was at church twice a weekend because I knew that there was a peace and a joy that was felt here that you can't find anywhere else. I knew that the Good Shepherd was present here. As I got older and grew up, I started to be an altar server as soon as I could. I couldn't wait for that moment when I got to sign up and serve at the table of the Lord. So the week after I made my first communion, I was trained to be an altar server at my parish. And I served as often as I could because I loved being up here where the action was. I loved being as close to the sacrifice as I possibly could. I became what I called a super server. I was one of those kids that would serve every single week, especially in the summer, and I would be ready to go investing and checking my watch to see, all right, it's 15 till, nobody's here, I'm gonna serve. Because I love to do it. I love to be there to serve the Lord. I love to be here at Mass. And so young men and women that are eligible, that can be servers, I'd encourage you to think about it, because it's an awesome way to give your life in service to the Lord. An awesome way to participate more fully in these sacred mysteries. Now, the first time I thought about being a shepherd, the very first time that I thought, yeah, I can be a priest, I was serving Mass and we had a visiting priest. And it came time for the washing of the hands that we'll have in just a minute. And when I picked up the pitcher, I noticed it was empty. Uh-oh, what am I going to do? So the priest came over to wash his hands and I whispered to him, Father, there's no water. And then he did this. What do you mean there's no water? How am I supposed to wash my hands without any water? And so everybody in the church saw him yelling at me. And I thought in the back of my mind, why are you yelling at me? If I'm a priest, I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to scream at my altar servers, especially if it's not their fault. So if you ever see me screaming at altar servers, hey, remind me. Hey, Father TJ, you made a promise to God that you wouldn't do that. But I think in some way that was the first time that in the back of my mind I thought, yes, I could be a priest. I could shepherd God's people. I can serve and bring the sacraments to God's holy family. We had a priest when I was in junior high that gave a homily one time. And he says, if you know anyone at all that would be a good priest, a good sister, a good nun, tell them. Plant that seed in them. Ask them to start thinking about that. So in the next week, I had about 50 people came up to me and said, hey, TJ, have you ever thought about being a priest? And of course, my immediate reaction was, no, absolutely no way, I don't want to do that. I want to do something more fun. I want to make a lot of money. I want to see the world. But it's funny how God works, because that's how He started to form me to become where I am today. So as I grew up and as I grew older, I continue to hear people say this. People ask me, invite me. And all during that time, I loved going to Mass. It was one of the highlights of my week, coming to serve the Lord, coming to receive Him in the precious body and blood. And when I got into high school and made my confirmation, I had an awesome retreat where I remember it was the first time that I felt like God just had me in the warm embrace of His love. Where I said, there's no way that God can never be a part of my life. He's got me. He loves me. He's going to protect me and guide me. And during that confirmation process from high school and on, I fell deeper in love with God. I fell deeper in love with His church. I fell deeper in love with the sacraments. And it's what I wanted to do. It was what I wanted to pray about. It was what I wanted to think about. When I got to college, I started going to Mass every single day. We had Mass 4 times a day at the University of St. Thomas. And if I missed Mass during the week, I felt like a part of me was missing. I felt like I was lacking something. And so I went to Mass every single day. And during that time, I know the Lord was working on me. Not only was the Eucharist something that was important to me, it became an integral part of my life. When I graduated college, I took a job in youth ministry because the lady who was the DRE at the parish where I grew up, and she remembered me when I was making First Communion and serving every week at Mass, she was looking to hire a youth minister. And she said, I can't think of anybody better than you because you love God, you love kids, and you love the church. And so I did that for 2 years. And I was so happy being able to serve the young people of the parish, to bring the Lord to them, to bring His peace, His grace, His mercy, His love. And all during that time, I continued to feel the Lord work on my heart to say, look, I want you to serve. I want you to follow. I want you to shepherd. I went to World Youth Day in 2002 in Toronto. We had a group of young people. And I remember the Holy Father, John Paul II, said, look, if you've ever thought about it, you should really consider giving your life in service to the Lord. And I thought, well, I think that's the answer that I need. That's the call that I need in my life, to serve the Lord. So then I entered seminary that next fall. Spent 6 years in the seminary, continued to allow the Lord to form me and guide me and shape me. And it wasn't without its struggles. There's a lot of tough things about seminary, about learning about yourself, learning about some of the church teachings, learning about how to live a life of celibacy. But all during the course of that, I knew that God, the Good Shepherd, was leading me and guiding me. Been a priest now for a little bit over 3 years, and I love what I get to do every day. I love being able to be a shepherd to God's people. I love being able to bring peace and joy and hope into a world filled with darkness and despair. I love being able to celebrate Mass, calling down the Holy Spirit to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, and to give the Eucharist to you so that you can receive the greatest treasure that the world has ever known. I share my story with you because I think it's important for you to know where I come from. And I think it's important for you to know how God calls shepherds among His people so that they can serve and follow you. And I would issue the same challenge that the pastor at the parish where I grew up offered his sheep there. If you know anyone that's very, very close to God, that loves His church, if you know anyone, young man, young woman, who would be a good priest or good sister or good nun, you tell them, you invite them. Whether it's your children or your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews or someone in your school class, invite them to be a shepherd of God's people. Because there's a lot of work to be done and there's a lot of joy to be had in serving the Lord. So as we continue today to celebrate this liturgy, we thank God for being our shepherd. We thank Him for calling us into a life of holiness. We ask the Lord to make it known to us what our purpose is in life so that we can serve Him in the best way that we can. And we pray for the Holy Father, for all priests and deacons. We pray for all sisters and nuns who have given their life in service to the Lord. And we ask the Lord to continue to bless us as we receive the Good Shepherd, as we encourage and invite Him into our lives, we receive His mercy and His love so that we can be changed. May the Spirit of the Lord's love continue to strengthen us and guide us. And may we put our trust in the Good Shepherd who leads us and guards us and protects us.